Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Yes, Jake. I'm calling about my Omax. I never
Okay.
receive it. Yeah, about almost a month ago.
Okay, I'm sorry, the phone is
So.
kind of it's really breaking up on me there. I can barely hear what you're
Oh, you
saying.
don't hear me? Did you
Oh, that was
hear me
better.
better?
I can hear you
It's
now.
better?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. About shipment.
You're missing a shipment, is that what you're saying?
Yes, I supposed to get it long, long time ago. I never get it. And you guys
Okay.
get paid for it.
Okay, well, I do apologize for that. Let me look into that and maybe get some more information for you. Can I start with getting your shipping zip code?
I was supposed to ship to a different address, and you have it because I changed my address with you. It's 1110 Columbia Drive, Dixon, CA.
Okay, and the zip code?
I forgot the zip code. I don't have it right in my head. You got it, did you?
No, ma'am. That's how I have to. I use the zip code to search for your account. Do
Hold
you
on,
happen
hold
to
on.
have an order number, maybe?
Let me try to find the zip code. 95 something. Let me see. 95. What is the address? I don't can get me there.
Let me see. I can try with your name here. We'll see if that gives us anything. Could you spell the
95
last
six
name?
620.
95620. Okay, let me try that. 95620. And then the first and last name?
Was Wolfie?
Could you spell the last name for me?
V as in Victor, Olcy.
Okay, there we go. I got you here, Ms. Felsey. And then for security purposes, can you verify that street address for me?
And 1110 Columbia Drive, Dixon,
Okay.
California.
All right. Thank you again for that. So let's see. So yes, ma'am, I do see we've got the Omega-3, the Ultra Pure there. Looks like that was on the 6-month subscription. That's the Ultra Pure for healthy heart, joints, and body. Let me see. I do see the last order day would have been on May the 18th. So it should have shipped out sometime shortly after that. Let me go ahead and check on. Did you have the reshipment for that one? Let me see here.
I
Let's
never
see.
got anything since I moved to this new address. I don't get nothing from you guys. I don't know why, because I've been getting everything else.
Okay, let me pull up the order here. I want to make sure we got the same address for everything here now to you. Okay, I see what happened. That last order that they had for you, even with the reshipment, they didn't go in and change the order for the shipping address. So the shipping information is still going to, looks like, 387 East 46th Street, Brooklyn, New York.
I called before, and I explained it to the girl. I forgot her name. I got her name writing somewhere. She did it over. She said I will get it soon, but I never got it.
Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize for that. It looks like, because there's a couple of places within someone's account that we can change the information. Looks like she didn't change it in the correct spot. She did change it on that main screen there. That's how I verified your address for the Columbiana Drive. But you have to put it on the order as well, or it's still going to ship to the same place it's always been shipping to. So I definitely apologize for that. I'm going to go in here
Then I
and get
talk
this
again.
right.
I called again. They said it was in New York. That was like 22 days ago. That is in New York.
I'm sorry. The phone was still breaking up on me there. What was that last part there?
I don't know what happened to that phone. See, now the phone need to be changed. Yes, sir. You hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Okay, so I've updated that. Columbiana Drive, that's gonna be the new address there. Use the new customer address profile, yes. Okay, and again, I do apologize there for that, Ms. Olsey. I'm recreating your order now. I just had to completely erase that Brooklyn, New York address out of the system so it can't try to ever pull from that again. That way no one else can make that mistake again. So now you've got that address in there for the Columbiana. That's going to be coming to you. The shipping time frame, I'm going to try to put a rush on that, so hopefully it'll be there within the next 3 to 5 business days for you on the next shipment. And again, I do apologize for that.
Remember, you get paid for it already.
I'm sorry?
Remember not to charge me again.
Of course not. Of course not. No, ma'am. No, this would be free of charge.
And then she push it back again because the six months, you got to push it back too, because if I receive it now, I won't need it again in 6 months.
Correct. Yes, from whatever day it ships, it would be the new day. 6 months from that day would be your new reoccurring shipment status.
I hope I could believe you right now, because the other girl tell me the same thing as you tell me now, and I never get it. I don't know what she did. I don't know.
Right, yes, ma'am. And I apologize. I wish I could understand what was going on that day to give me more information, because according to her notes, it looked like she was assuming she did everything right there. You know, she put that she updated the address, reshipped the product, but it just, you know, I guess she just didn't realize she was updating in the wrong area. Not necessarily the wrong area. You have to update in multiple areas here on the account.
All right, I'm waiting for, and I'll call you back again.
Right, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, definitely give us a call back, but you shouldn't have any problems with this one whatsoever. But of course, definitely give us a call back.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, thank you
for
calling.
You said I could expect it about 3-4 days?
3 to 5, yes, ma'am.
I give it 8 days. Today is Tuesday. I'm waiting for Tuesday again.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe it should be there. All right. Yes. Thank you so much, sir.
No problem. Thank you for calling OMAX Sales. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.